When we buy or wear clothes, we rarely think about the amount of effort, the hours of people's lives that went into producing them. Most of us have no idea how cloth is made, how clothes are cut, sewn, and finished. We encounter clothes in the same way we do other goods for sale. We see the very end of the production, the design of the shop, the over-familiar email from a brand, the sponsored content on Instagram. At the other end of the chain, workers, usually in the global south, work long hours producing textiles and clothing. Garment production has long been associated with women. Today, the majority of garment workers across the world are women. Most are paid next to nothing. Only 2% of garment workers are paid a livable wage, calculated on local housing and food, education and childcare costs. In ancient Greece, the birth of a baby girl was marked with a tuft of wool by the door of the family's house. In Homer's Odyssey, circa 8th century BCE, Penelope, waiting for the safe return of her husband, tells her would-be suitors that she will not marry until she has finished weaving a burial shroud for Odysseus's father, Laertes. Every night she undoes the weaving she had done that day. A clever trick, possibly suggestive of the gendered dimensions of weaving, as for it to work, the technical knowledge of weaving has to be a primarily female possession. Similarly, when Sappho writes of suffering of lovesickness, it is weaving that she is unable to continue. Sweet mother, I cannot work the loom. I am broken with longing for a boy by slender Aphrodite.